little bit of information off of the One Voice website, and I just wanted to briefly mention what the vision of One Voice is. It says that the vision of One Voice is to provide a two-way communication process that addresses social issues through our faith communities. The mission of One Voice is to bring together law enforcement and the Safe Communities Coalition with leaders of the faith-based community to have one voice when addressing today's difficult challenges like substance misuse, crime, and the safety of our community. Social level change can be achieved with all groups working together, delivering the same message, which is what you're going to be doing this weekend. When creating One Voice, the ideal vision was that on a dedicated weekend in all of Hunterdon County, all places of worship would be addressing the same critical topic with their congregations, so everyone would be speaking with one voice about a current and critical community issue. Love that. So, before we talk specifically about this weekend, if we could perhaps give just a little general history about how long One Voice has been a coalition, how did this get started?
Well, it got started by our former county prosecutor, Tony Kearns,
mm-hmm.
and he pulled together the faith leaders, which he knew very well, all across the county, and then he put us together in a meeting, and then we began with the helping agencies in the county, Safe Coalition, to have a conversation together, and we would get reports about what was going on in the county, and then discern from there, as it evolved, to focus on one particular issue that was pressing. And as you mentioned before, we've had a number of them over the years, ranging from what to do with your used prescriptions to suicide prevention to marijuana background and use, opioids, heroin use, and problems with that. And this year we'll be focusing on the sudden pressing problem that we're seeing in our county and in the state and throughout the country, the harmful trend of vaping. So that'll be this year.
It's fascinating that we went to Jennifer and I went to a meeting in June, I think it was. It wasn't a meeting. We had that big, wonderful event that was
the summit.
And the topic was the harmful trend of teen vaping. And all of a sudden, this has exploded. So you were planning on having this as the topic this weekend, and now you can't read a newspaper, look at a website. CDC is publishing new data every week. You were really on the cutting edge thinking about this.
Well, thank you. When we had our summit back in June, our focus was how to convince people that this is a problem. Well, since of all the publicity that there has been nationally, now we need to shift to what can you do? What can we be doing about it, especially locally?
Right. Kids are dying now, so it's a different element, right?
Very.
So it's very scary out there, and all of our people in our congregations are concerned. Even last year, I came out, it was over a year ago, and I just asked, what's the number one issue in schools right now? It was over a year ago. And one parent said, it's got to be vaping. And it's just gotten continually worse. So,
and from what I understand, that has been the feedback from all the school administrators, that vaping is a huge issue in this county.
I was at a meeting yesterday with some faith leaders in the Flemington area, and it did come up about that, because this weekend's coming up, but also how frustrated people are that the students or the youth, they vape, and you many times can't even tell that they have a vaping device on them or that they are vaping. And they are actually vaping during class in school, and the teachers don't really notice, because that's how easily it can be done without being seen,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem. Yeah.
So, I guess I have seen some of these in the office, some of these devices. I mean, maybe we can go back just even another step and define what vaping means. that it's an electronic cigarette, right, or an e-cig.
It's an
but doesn't always look like that,
no,
correct?
It doesn't always look like that. It can look like many, many things.
Right.
It can look like a watch. It can look like a cigarette. Not too much anymore. But it can look like
USB device.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's probably very, very frequent. It also could look like a cord in a hoodie. That someone might be wearing and just maybe stuck in a pocket. Or just a regular pen.
Mm. And our youth learn about these very quickly. Someone told me in the parish that their child went for the first day for high school, and the first question the child was asked was, "Do you have a jewel?" And the answer was no. Then the response was, "Would you like one?" Mm. So it's promoted very much.
You just use a new word, Juul.
Mm-hmm.
So we had been talking about vaping, which is
yes.
A perfect lead-in. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So Juul is a different way of vaping, right? Or a different piece of hardware, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, it's a name brand, right? So
right.
Juul.
Mm-hmm.
The people vape or they're juuling. You know, they have all these terms, but
and it looks like a USB device.
Yeah, it looks like a little USB device.
And we know that Juuls are used with pre-measured purchased pods of juice, as opposed to the e-cigarettes where you can determine which juice you're going to use and how much nicotine. The Juul pods come prepared and have as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes. So that's a big difference. So right away, the kids are getting addicted to nicotine when they Juul.
Right, and these are the name brands that are, we know. There are a lot of them out there that have black market no-name brands, right, that they look like Juuls and the kids don't really know what's in the pod.
Well, that is the problem. Yeah.
And I've even, I think I'll go into it a little bit later, but Juul has even created, it looks exactly like a Juul. It's called the PAX, ERA, and it's the THC version
mm-hmm.
of Juul. And it's, can you even distinguish the two? Probably not.
Probably not.
Right?
Parents certainly can't, yeah. So a Juul pod has the equivalent of 20 cigarettes, which
right.
is
nicotine, right?
Unbelievable. which is nicotine's one of the most highly addictive substances. So this company starts marketing to teens,
mm-hmm.
makes it look cool.
Tastes cool, lots of great flavors.
Puts it on Instagram, makes it easily accessible, easy to hide, and now we had smoking had gone down.
Mm-hmm.
Prevention
too,
had actually
right.
been working.
I think,
yes,
too, we know
working,
that
yeah.
a lot of the youth who tried Juuling didn't know it had nicotine and would never have smoked cigarettes, so had they known, they
right.
may not have Juuled.
Right. Right, and all these flavors, we know that they're targeting the children, although they'll say they're not or trying to help adults wean off of smoking. We know that the children are really being targeted with all these flavors and cool Juuls that they have.
Do you hear from kids in the parish that, I mean, if people are saying that vaping's an issue, are kids saying that they are hooked on it and they can't quit? Have you heard that at all?
I haven't heard directly because I'm not in the parish
right
now, week to week, but I have heard through some administrators in the high schools of the youth of their students coming to them saying, "We can't quit. We can't quit."
Mm-hmm.
And that is really quite a concern, and because they didn't know what was in there, and also just the way that you can smoke the equivalent of 20 cigarettes
mm-hmm.
in a much shorter period of time. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't smoke. Generally, I haven't seen anybody smoke 20 cigarettes in a row. That's much easier to Juul that or vape that,
mm-hmm.
and that is causing very quick addiction to nicotine. Not to mention what it's doing with the lungs with all the stuff that's in the vape.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't had any youth come up to me and say, "Hey, I have a problem." But you hear from the parents that it's an issue in school. You hear from the students, you know, that say in school it's a big issue. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, Father Harry, you shared an article in an email recently about helping teenagers quit vaping from the New York Times. I think it came from October 14th. I took a look at the article.
Yeah, very recent. And, yeah. One of the things that you know how when you're in those articles, you can click on references. Mm-hmm. And I was very pleased when I clicked on a reference for help, and it came up with the handout that we're doing for Talk to Your Teen About E-Cigarettes, a tip sheet for parents. And I was like, well, good. That's great.
That's great.
So we must be right on target with that. So, and that's a good reference that we have.
Because a lot of the problem moving forward is, of course, helping parents wean their kids off of nicotine now.
Now, that's what we need. That's the next steps that we need to be doing, because we can't just say, oh, stop, because it's an addiction.
Right.
And not only is it an addiction for many, if not most, it was an addiction that they didn't think they would get because they didn't know there was an addictive substance in what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
The way the Juul or e-cigarettes were marketed were they were safer than smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And I have heard anecdotally of stories of parents buying them for their younger, for their youth or their, you know, more high school age probably,
mm-hmm.
so that they didn't use the cigarettes. Well, they didn't realize
that. Well,
even the parents were doing.
Right, and Rocky mentioned accessibility, and they have been accessible in the mm-hmm. big box stores, convenience stores, gas stations, and not moderated at all.
Not that this is an ad, but I wanted to do give a shout out to ShopRite, because once ShopRite up in Flemington, I don't know about the other ones, but I think, well, certainly Flemington, found out about what was happening, they stopped selling it.
Yeah, that would include Flemington and
Clinton. And Washington. That's the same family that owns them all.
Yeah.
No?
It's okay. Bunch of them.
Fake news. I apologize.
Yeah. The scary thing, too, is that we talk about nicotine, but the THC that's in these, you can vape anything, really.
Yeah.
Right? And we even see those signs from prevention that say, what's in your vape?
Yes,
that's really appropriate to say, I don't even know what I'm smoking.
Right?
What am I vaping?
Yeah, and one thing that's really shocking is, you know, to any school system is if you find a student unconscious.
Mm.
And that has happened in Hardin County.
Mm-hmm.
In some of our schools where a student was found unconscious and had to be, you know, rushed to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And that was from vaping, and the source in there was THC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I believe it was more than one occasion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I know about five.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that anymore, but I haven't really kept up. And you know.
Well, it's right here in Hunterdon County for sure. So I think we're going to take a break right now. We'll be back in a couple minutes after we listen to some of the sponsors.
You.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And welcome back to Sharing the Hope. I'm here with Jennifer Denlinger, my co-host, Father A from the Greek Orthodox Church, St. Anna's, is it?
Yes.
Oh, didn't even look at my notes. Thank
That's
you.
Good.
Father Harry, who is the outreach coordinator for One Voice Coalition, which is part of you're actually a separate entity from Prevention Resources.
Yeah.
Yeah, separate entity. But we do get to sometimes chat at the water cooler. And a shout out to Peggy Dowd, who does such a phenomenal job.
Yes, she does.
Could not be here today. So this is really fascinating because this topic, vaping, is just changing so drastically. Father A, you mentioned about THC, which mm-hmm. is the part of the marijuana that makes a person feel high.
Mm-hmm.
And Father Harry mentioned that there have been in some of our local high schools some very serious incidences. I actually printed off today before we came to the office. The CDC is producing every Thursday at 3 o'clock the latest data. So we have now lost 33 people in this country.
Hmm.
We have 1,479 lung injury cases that have been reported to the CDC. I'm sure there's a huge lag there by the time it gets reported. The CDC knows, has stated that THC is present in all of the samples and that patients report a history of using THC. Therefore, they recommend, obviously, not doing this. They do say that specific causes of lung injury are still not known, and the only way to assure that you are not at risk while this investigation continues is to consider refraining from use of all e-cigarette or vaping products. And as you pointed out, nicotine is not only highly addictive, but it can harm the adolescent brain, mm-hmm. which is still developing until the age of 25. In addition, our local prosecutor and the health department in Hunterdon County came out with its own warning. So I'm very grateful that you're doing that this weekend. So maybe we can jump to this weekend a little bit. So